From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, January 13th. Coming up, Illinois and four other Democratic-led states have filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration. They want to permanently block the administration's freeze on $10 billion in federal funding for child care and family services. We'll hear more on that story coming up, but first, these headlines. Capital News Illinois reports that Supreme Court Justice Mary Jane Tyes announced she will retire on January 29th. Tyes is a Democratic justice who has been on the court since 2010. She stepped down as Chief Justice last year. First District Appellate Court Justice Sanjay Taylor has been appointed to fill Tyes' seat until December of 2028. Many universities have dropped their connections to Native American mascots, as the NCAA has ruled the symbols are hostile to indigenous communities. But thousands of high schools across the country continue to support Native mascots. Joseph Gaughan is a member of the Anegrovant Tribal Nation and a psychologist and professor at Harvard. He says indigenous mascots promote harmful stereotypes and can worsen outcomes for Native American students who are exposed to them.
You can't say you honor Indian people through promotion of a mascot. Honoring Indian people would mean seeking out and honoring personal relationships with living, breathing, modern Native peoples. And so until you do that, I think that your rhetoric about honoring us just isn't compelling.
Lawmakers in Illinois introduced bills last year to prohibit Native American mascots and those referencing disabilities across the state. The State House approved those bills, but they did not pass through the Senate. A portion of West Hill Street in Champaign bears the name Honorary Allison Krauss Way. The street honors a bluegrass musician with ties to the area. IPM Student Newsroom's Aoishi Basu has more.
Allison Krauss is a 27-time Grammy Award-winning vocalist and fiddle player who got her start in Champaign. In 1985, she was signed with Rounder Records at the age of 14. Rick Sadowski is an audio engineer and producer that worked with Krauss on her demo.
When she struck that first bow across the string and started playing, I mean, I was completely in awe. My jaw hit the ground. I mean, I'm sitting here going, I didn't realize what I was watching.
In his home studio, Sadowski plays his favorite track of hers. It was recorded the day that he met her.
I said, have you ever sang harmony with yourself? And can you sing harmony? To Allison Krauss, I'm asking her to sing harmony.
Krauss has collaborated with great legends of folk and country, like Robert Plant, Emmylou Harris, and Willie Nelson. Her life's work has quickly cemented her status as a legend, too. I'm Aoishi Basu, IPM News.
This story is part of IPM Student Newsroom's new series, Champaign's Honorary Streets, The Stories Behind the Signs. The series is rolling out this week and next. You can catch it on air on the 217 Today podcast and find more stories from the series at ipmnewsroom.org. Still to come, Illinois and four other Democratic-led states have filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration. We'll hear more on why and what's next. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, mostly cloudy and breezy with a high of 51 degrees and a southwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 31 degrees, a west wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and windy with a chance of flurries and a high of 34 degrees. Northwest wind 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to 35 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 14 degrees. Northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Thursday, sunny with a high of 27 degrees and a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, Kevin Ryan is a teacher, a former Marine, and a Democrat running to be the next U.S. Senator from Illinois. Call in with your questions for him and other candidates. Our voicemail line is 217-300-2121. That's 217-300-2121. Then join us next time on the 21st Show at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Illinois and four other Democratic-led states have filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration. They want to permanently block the administration's freeze on $10 billion in federal funding for child care and family services. The states already have received a temporary restraining order blocking immediate implementation of the freeze. Charlie Schlenker has more.
The Department of Health and Human Services had wanted to freeze distribution of funds for Illinois, California, Colorado, Minnesota, and New York because of, it said, concerns about fraud. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul joined his counterparts from the other four states in filing the suit against Health and Human Services and its secretary, Robert Kennedy Jr. In a news release, Health and Human Services Assistant Secretary for Children and Families, Alex Adams, says, "When there are credible concerns about fraud or misuse, we will act." Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul says in a news conference he doesn't buy it.
The president's actions have nothing to do with fraud.
Alex Adams with Health and Human Services says funds will remain frozen in this fashion until the department completes a review and determines that states are in compliance with federal requirements. Raoul says the allegations are not concrete.
Neither the president nor his administration have offered any evidence to support a specific allegation of fraud in the state of Illinois.
The Trump administration's Alex Adams says they have a responsibility to protect taxpayer dollars and ensure these programs serve the families they were created to help. The Administration for Children and Families is asking the five states to submit additional documentation in 2 weeks before they can get the money. California Attorney General Rob Bonta says that doesn't pass the smell test. He thinks the administration came to the conclusion first.
They are simultaneously asking for documents at the same time. You might think that if someone thought there might be fraud, they would ask for the documents first. See what they say. See if there is any evidence of fraud, any backing for their hypothesis or their theory.
Bonta says the move tells you all you need to know about the weaponization of federal agencies. Illinois' Kwame Raoul says the freeze also sticks out because Illinois has a history of working with the feds to root out fraud in many contexts.
My office regularly works to investigate and prosecute individuals who defraud Illinois taxpayers. In fact, we have successfully partnered with federal law enforcement agencies, including the DEA, FBI, U.S. Marshals Service, and HHS Office of Inspector General investigations to hold individuals accountable for defrauding critical government assistance programs.
The action applies to three programs overseen by the Administration for Children and Families: Child Care and Development Fund, Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, or TANF, and the Social Services Block Grant. California makes up about half the $10 billion total. Illinois' Kwame Raoul says the effects would be far-reaching in this state as well.
A pause would affect critical and mandatory programs that provide low-income families with funding for child care so that family members can go to work or school, provide assistance and benefits to low-income families with children, a crucial component of Illinois anti-poverty work.
Illinois would lack about $1 billion if the judge were to lift the temporary restraining order or if the Trump administration chooses to not comply. Raoul says the effects are dangerous for the economy as well as families.
Parents of nearly 150,000 Illinois children who receive child care support would be forced to stay at home, causing employers to lose valued employees and businesses to also be impacted.
The funds also provide access to after-school and summer programming, which Raoul says support children's growth. The lawsuit accuses the administration of targeting Democratic states for political reasons. It notes statements from President Trump late last year mentioning the targeted states, vague claims about fraud, and attacking the respective governors.
If the president was serious about rooting out fraud, his administration would be investing more resources in partnering with states and supporting states' efforts to root out fraud and abuse. But the real motivation behind this action is to punish Democrat-led states like Illinois that are disfavored by the Trump administration.
Health and Human Services Deputy Secretary Jim O'Neill says families who rely on child care and family assistance programs deserve confidence that these resources are used lawfully and for their intended purpose. This action reflects our commitment to program integrity, fiscal responsibility, and compliance with federal requirements, unquote. If and when the case gets a hearing on the Attorney General's case against the merits of the freeze, the Attorney Generals, including Letitia James of New York, say the administration's legal basis is flawed.
This funding freeze is a violation of the Administrative Procedure Act and the Constitution. It is an excess of statutory authority. It is arbitrary and capricious and contrary to law. It violates the separation of powers principle and the appropriations and spending clauses of the Constitution.
James says in New York, the programs targeted also support homeless shelters and food aid for the unhoused. California's Rob Bonta says it is textbook executive overreach.
The Trump administration does not have this authority to override established lawful processes that our states already have gone through to submit plans and receive approval for these funds. It doesn't have the authority to override the U.S. Constitution and trample over Congress's power to spend, Congress's power to appropriate.
Bonta says this is not unlike President Trump's efforts to starve hungry Americans by adding work requirements for certain populations to receive SNAP benefits. Kwame Raoul of Illinois also claims the two-week deadline to submit documents is unreasonable and that many of the requested documents involve individuals' sensitive personal information.
And this attempted freeze does not just play politics with the lives of children and low-income families. The administration is violating our Constitution, which clearly gives the power of the purse to Congress.
Other words the attorneys general use include cruel, callous, spiteful, and punitive. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser made an appeal to the evangelical portion of President Trump's base in these references to the Bible.
What is at issue here? To take the words from the New Testament, how we treat the least among us. The Old Testament would tell us to remember that we were strangers in Egypt and not to forget the stranger, to remember to take care of those who are most vulnerable. The people who will be affected today are people who are struggling to make ends meet.
California's Rob Bonta says the administration is even saying the quiet part out loud by referring to Democratic-led states. And the latest in a long line of, quote, illegal government actions, unquote. Illinois and the four other states have each filed in the neighborhood of 50 lawsuits against the administration. Federal officials say the funding freeze amplifies the Administration for Children and Families' recent nationwide activation of its Defend the Spend system. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
That's it for today. 2 in 7 Today is produced by Kimberly Schofield. Reporting today contributed by Capital News Illinois, Arjun Tucker, Aoishi Basu, and Charlie Schlenker. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 in 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.